Okay, so we left off on Mem Vav and Aleph by the first Mishnah. Botzek Hachorish. You have Def Do. Def Do. We have to see Rashi. Vos Mentos. Def Do. Zot Rashi. Botzek Hachorish. She'ein Nikir. It's an interesting illustrative way of Chazal to define this Do. She'ein Nikir im Hichmetim Lav. What the Mishnah means is whether we can't tell by looking at this whether or not this dough is chametz. There's something telling us that it is chametz, but there's something telling us it's not chametz. Shemeshunahu, if different, kecheresh hazeh, like a cheresh, yesh le yaznayim, ve'en enikrim shemayim lav. Chesat. A cheresh, what's meshun about a cheresh? Is he has ears. If he didn't have ears, a klari wouldn't be able to hear. But he has ears, and yet those ears are not functioning, so when you look at him, you can't tell, can he hear or not? Same thing with this dough. When you're looking at it, you're not sure is it chometz or not. They ain't all them oimid al biruroi valdaita. A person can't, I want to say, rely. Oimid, he can't rely al biruroi on his choices, valdaita, and on his das, and what he means. Another way of learning this misnah is botek hacheres. Lishna Achirna, she says, botek hacheres, kosha kecheres. It's hard like clay, like hard clay. It's not nikr, whether or not it came chometz, and we'll leave out the parentheses. So right away we have to discuss over here what's going on, what the becharish. Now we had a little bit of a hint at what's going to come up later on, dafam chesom beis. Remember we had machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And what do we talk about? What's the din by seoyer that became pale, siku fono? So over there we said machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda was mekel and Rabbi Meir was machmer. Rabbi Yehuda said that when it's only a stivul fonov, it's gute matzo. And Rabbi Meir, and we said only mede abono, and they said they shouldn't use it. Tosef said, and Rabbi Meir went ahead and said that no, that's already a din seyor, and that's a din yisori. So l'chayr, we're talking about over here this type of dough that became pale. That's what's giving us some indication that it's chometz, but yet it doesn't have the sidokim, that the cracks in it to make it a next level of chometz, next level of dough that becomes chometz, and so therefore we're not sure. So now we look at this and we're not sure, is this chometz or not chometz? So the Mishnah says that halacha is, im yesh kayote bo shehich mitzar eze osu. If you could find other doughs that were kneaded at the same time, and in those doughs, you see that those became chometz, then we say that this dough that you're not sure about is osir. We have make a chazoka that it's going to be osir. Sorry. So what's interesting is that the Mishnah might come down, as my chavrusa pointed out, counterintuitive. Because by looking at the other dough that's taka chometz, that has the signs, all the signs of chometz, you should deduce that this one is not chometz, because it didn't get those signs. This dough does not have signs. Right? The other dough has, let's say, stokim, has cracks already, interlacing cracks. So
why should this dough be different?
Because this dough doesn't have those signs.
But why should this?
Because of the time. Because of the time factor. Because if you tell me that
that's
the signs.
That's exactly the point. Why should it be different? By the fact that it didn't reveal those same simonim, should be an indication that it hasn't yet reached that state of chimas.
No?
Yeah, but if it's from the same batch.
Exactly.
It didn't get this
dough. It really is chometz. It just didn't show it.
No, why?
Why do you say that? No, it depends on what you're saying. Are you saying that are the signs of chometz or not? If those signs are reliable signs for chometz and lechera, this should not be chometz.
We thought until now that those are reliable signs.
That's what we thought. Well, we'll see more on Memechesam V. But it's mashmah of this Mishnah, klar, that it's not only the signs, and that's what the Gemara is going to say, that's really a time factor also. If you just have the time is enough of a chazaka to say it's chometz, even though it doesn't have the signs of chometz. So we're going to see in the Gemara. But the Maisa so far in the Mishnah, all we see is that even though this dough does not have signs of chometz, we can deduce by the fact that other doughs did that were needed at the same time that it is chometz. That's the chumrah of the Mishnah.
Because of the time.
So Rashi, im yesh kiyete bo shehichmitz, im yesh isa acheres shenilusha b'shaito. If we see another dough that was needed at the same time, then we and a parach mitzah, and that one became chometz. So then we could say that this dough, you have to be chumrah. So right away the Gemara asks, one second, you're telling me that if there's another dough that had a sign, so then I could say that this dough is also chametz. What about an ancham, kayetiboy, mao, what the Gemara asks a shiloh? What if I don't? This is the only dough that I needed at that time, and I'm just not sure. I look at it, I'm not, is this chametz or not? Now it's easier to understand in Rashi's second shot that it's hard. Something happens, it's anderish. So that's why. The first shot where just the fact that it's deaf dough that I can't tell, Rashi's not so clear what is the reason, what's indicating to me that this is chametz. The time, the chayra. So Zok Gemara, Amar Vo, Amar Shimon Lakish, Kedei Sheyelich Odom Mimigdal Nun Yilatverio Mil. The time that it takes a person to walk from the tower of Nunya to Tverio, which is a meal, Rashi says, Mimigdal Nun Yilatverio, the Hainu meal, that is a meal. So that amount of time that it took, now the Gemara doesn't say over here what it means, but the Rishonim explained, the Achronim explained, that we're talking about the amount of time that you left the dough unworked. Because while you're working with the dough, I think we had an indication before already, when you're working with the dough, the stock of capacity in the halacha, that when you go to a matzah bakery, they have to be busy with the dough the whole time, because if you leave it, then it's hakas machmit. So here, you left
even
it alone.
Less than 18 minutes?
I can't remember the halacha. That's taka the shayla needs that for him.
What's your question?
Want to know? Yeah, go ahead.
No, if you're constantly working the dough, then it prevents it from becoming chametz. But if you stop working the dough, does it become chametz even in less than 18 minutes?
Even if you're working the dough, the clock is ticking.
Zech. By 18 minutes, you gotta stop.
If you stop, will it go quicker?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Because you can't stop.
That's the way we're machmir in the matzah bakeries. We don't stop. We don't want any chance of chametz to come about, right? Because we're going to put it in the oven afterwards, right? So over here, I think the easiest way to understand it, there's some achrayim that don't understand this way, the easiest way to understand this is that you left it untouched for 18 minutes, and that's why it l'chayr should be chametz, even though it's not a sign, and that's what it's saying to you, that if you don't have other isos to look at to see if they became chametz, then just look at the time factor. Look at how long it takes, and it takes 18 minutes, so then you could assume after 18 minutes that it's chametz, even if it doesn't have the sign.
Yeah, but you know, if we have to go loss of chumer, because we're dealing with the deraisa there, right? If you know something has already changed, now it may look a little different to me. Because until now I looked at Yehuda, he said, look, if you didn't have the stick in there, then didn't reach the point of chametz, there's no reason to consider this chametz. In fact, go right ahead and use it. The mayor is saying something happened. We see from looking at it, something happened. If something happened, I gotta go to chametz.
Right. So I think that's what I think we're going to see later on how they shtim with this Mishnah, how Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda shtim with this Mishnah, because that's what the tumult is. The tumult is how does it work only like one shita, or does it work with both shitas? I think that's exactly what you're pointing on is exactly the tumult that they're dealing with. How does it work with those shitas? Yeah, you're right. It's taka. In other words, if
how could one, if you already see a change, how do you dare use it then?
Because maybe that change is not, it's part of the chametz, but not yet chametz. Why can't I use it? Not yet chametz.
Because in case you're wrong, in case something's already there, you're playing around with a deraisa.
Yeah. Maybe. So that's what Ravo is saying, that if you left it untouched, let's learn it that way, that for 18 minutes, the shear that it takes to walk a meal is 2,000 amis.
No, if Sairam Mehuda, Sairam Meir, Maskim, that not every dough has a son, a simon.
I guess so. That's what this
they
is.
They have a machlekes what the simonim are. When it shows simonim, is it sadokin, is it chesifa bonim. But everybody's masking that 10% of the time, 5% of the time, there's a dough that doesn't show simonim. That like you're saying, it's really chametz, but it's not showing anything.
I didn't learn it that way. I thought a dough left alone is going to progress through stages. Stage number one.
Every
is
time? Maybe. Is it shaykh to be a psacherish as that?
He says, even as a chayrish, it already reached stage one of a chsifipano. So something has already taken place.
You could learn that Ataka didn't reach that fullest chsifipano.
It's a parenthesis?
What?
Chsifipano.
Yeah, that parenthesis. Yeah, that actually, I didn't read it because it doesn't work out like all she does. the Rashi says, "Returning Lema Tzibu Fonov Ve'Ein Tziduk L'Simen Achimutz." Right? That the Taka is Tzibu Fonov. That doesn't go. That you see, there's a gears on the side. Takes it out. In fact, they say they make it really strong. They say in the Das Seifrim, I guess, it says Talmud Toya Hitur Es Asvarim. A Talmud who sent us over was Toya in this. And they take out these parentheses. Generally speaking, we don't read the parentheses. That's generally speaking. But on the side, they have a note.
I don't have any parentheses.
You don't have any parentheses. It just says it. Huh? It just says it. Uh-huh. On the side, I have parentheses from the word with Seinu Leimar until the end, until Chimutz. I have it taken out. And Taka the Tzorch Ian from later on, from Mchesam Beis. And they say it's not found in Tvus Yad. In Rashi's handwriting, you don't see it. And a certain other print. And says, a Talmud Toya, hit us a svarim.
So we don't even know what Batzak Echerish really means.
Right. We don't know if it's a Chsivu Fano, or maybe it's a man before the Chsivu Fano.
So it doesn't.
And then it works
so
out.
So that's zero Simon.
Could be. It's possible it doesn't have any Simon.
So
at least in Rashi's first draft.
So then why should I question it?
Oh, because something's telling me that, and that's what Gemara is saying. That I don't have any other Issas to tell me that, right? For if I have other Issas, the Issas are telling me that something happened here.
Yeah.
And if I don't have other Issas, because the time factor is something that we understand, 18 minutes, we understand something's going to happen, even if I don't see a change b'chlal. That's a pshat. The question is whether or not the shtims are the Chesim Ufana, that we're going to have to see Avam Chesam Beis, because that's where they tumult with it. Okay, right. Now, more as the obvious question, the name of Mule. Why do you have to say the Migdal Nun Yotz Tverio? To say if it takes a person a time, if this dough was left untouched for the amount of time it takes a person to walk a meal, 2,000 amis, then it's no good. So Gemara says, "Akamashman the shiru the meal, Migdal Nun Yotz Tverio." This is good for the place where we learn what a meal is. A meal is walking from Migdal Nun Yotz to Tverio. That's how long it is, and it's taka 18 minutes.
So why not give me the time?
Because
don't tell me.
So another chavrus I was learning with said this. He said they didn't have clocks there.
They didn't have minutes.
They didn't have clocks. They had maybe sundials, and the sand thing. You know, the thing that drips. Maybe that's what they had. But they didn't have clocks, so 18 minutes wouldn't really help them. 18 minutes. I'll say 18 minutes. We saw before earlier in the Masechta, who's such a bucky to look up and see exactly, you know. So it's better to say, oh, the amount of time, oh, I know that amount of time. Okay, that you know, can be Meshire how much that is. Okay, Amar Bavo, Amar Shimon Lokish. Now that we mentioned, Rashi points out over here, Rashi in the last narrow line, the Gabal of Tefillah, we haven't read the right words, but Mishum de Ravo, Amar Ish Lokish, Nakalo. Because a Ravo said in the name of Shimon Lokish, this shiur of Mew, so that's why we're going to mention another memra of Rav Avo, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, that said in the name of Shimon Lakish, and soon we'll see that someone else argued and said this is not a Rav Avo, this is someone else with a similar name named Avu. Okay, Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Avo said that Rav Shimon Lakish said, Legabe lo tzvilo ntiyas yadayim arbo amili. When it comes to these three halachas, Legabe, tzvilo, and ntiyas yadayim, we'll see in Rashi what this means, we'll see what other Shenim say they mean. The halacha is that you need that it's negeya 4 million, specifically 4 million. The amount of time it takes 4 million. 4 million, 4 times 18 would be 72 minutes. These halachas have something to do with 72 minutes. Zok Rashi. Legabel on the first white line. Hamegabel isas achem mischan. Let's say I hire you. Do me a favor. Here's some dough, and here's a bowl. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do the work of kneading this dough. And I'm gonna pay you $10. The kli bala buys tmeim, and when he receives it, he says, by the, you know, he realizes, maybe after the guy left or whatever it was, that this keli is tame. Maybe it became tame, or it was tame, he knew it was tame, and therefore he has himself a problem.
What's the problem?
Is he allowed to go ahead and be metame this dough? If he puts the dough into the bowl, he's gonna be metame the dough.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, because the chayra part of his contract was that he's going to give him good dough. If he's metame at biyadayim, maybe the guy will come back and say to him, I didn't tell you that. So therefore you need the chacham to tell you how vite do you have to go to make sure that it's not tame.
Rashi says
that he gave it to him, and the kli b'almai says tame.
No, but the kli he's the Baal Bais.
Correct.
No, so what did he expect?
So, no, yeah. So let's say he didn't know it was coming. Let's say it's you and I, right? You give it to me, and you pay me $10. And later I come back and I say, by the way, here it is, no problem, here's the kneaded dough, but by the way, your bowl was tummy. You might have a right, you have a right to say to me, why don't you go to the mikveh a few blocks away and be mitired?
That wasn't in my contract.
No, l'chayr, it's assumed to be in the contract. That's the idea. The idea is that it's assumed to be in the contract. That's the pshat. Up to 4 million, we assume that you'll go and do that. That you'll be matriach yourself in that price to go and be matir. That he has a right to say that. Up to 4 million. That's a goof of the, that's goof of the pshat in this halacha. Up to 4 million, Zajashi, and 4 million, hitrichu chachomim leilich lemikvah litvel kela. That's goof of the point. Okay. That's how Rashi wants to understand his case. We'll see later on that. I don't want to bring it in now because I want to bring it later. Tosfos learns it a little differently. Okay, right now Rashi's learning that the guy's at home. He comes to you. The worker is in his store, and he comes to you. You know, need the dough, and we tell him up to 4 million. He has to go and be matriach himself to be matire the keli so that the dough will not become tummy. If it's more than 4 million, then what's the halacha?
What's the difference in this example?
Rashi says that you're coming to the guy in the store.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Tosfos is going to say that the guy's on the road. We'll see. Tosfos is going to say the guy's on the road. We'll see later on why it's Negea.
Okay.
But in Rashi, so what if it's more than 4 million? This is what I was clearing.
Doesn't have to go.
5 million. So he doesn't have to go. So what?
So what?
What does he do? Is he metamet?
Why not?
No, so I think the halacha is...
What's the problem with being metamet?
Yeah, because then not everyone could use it.
So
let's say I'm makbir on chulin. I'm makbir on chulin tohirin. Or a koyin, but let's say I'm not a koyin, right? But I can be makbir on chulin tohirin.
If the Baal Bais was a koyin, then you got an issue with neighbor maybe.
Fine. But let's say I'm makbir on chulin tohirin. I want to eat only my things b'tayra. There were people that were makbir. Chassidim were makbir on that, huh?
From Avinu,
the Isa, right? But Samazai, the assumption is, we have no appreciation for this, because... We must live amongst Tuma, and we are Tomei. But then they had an appreciation. Yisro was able to go, right?
So what are you asking?
Let's say it's 5 million away. What's the halacha? He gave it to him.
You're saying he could bill him for that last note?
So maybe if he knew that the guy would pay for it, maybe he would have to do it. He would should do it. But in Khair, it's assumed to be in the price up to 4 million. More than that, if he's not sure he can get the money,
so without specifying,
the guy said to him, "I want it tomorrow." It's like imagine you go to the cleaners and they don't do your job. You'd be upset with them, right? They don't fulfill. It's not that they have a choice to say, "Oh, I decide not to do it." You're contracted to do the job. You got to do the job, and by a certain time.
Okay.
So here, if it's 4 million, it's assumed you're going to do it, and you go to the mikvah. If it's 5 million, it could be that the contractor could say, "I'm sorry, your thing was tamei, and it was 5 million away. I'm sorry, I didn't have time to do it. You didn't pay me enough to do it."
That's the pipe shop.
That's the pipe shop.
But you want to go a step further. You want to say maybe he has to go to the fifth mill and bill him for it.
Lavdafka. No. I mean the pashim shad. I meant to say the pashim shad up to 5 million. If it's 5 million away, he doesn't have to do the job.
Doesn't
have to do the job. He can give it back to him and say, "Your keli's tummy. I didn't want to be matamit." And here, and the guy has no tainus.
To go the extra mile.
Sorry, you gave me a harder job than you paid me
saying,
for.
He's saying he just gives it back.
You gave me a harder job than you didn't pay me enough for this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Vayter. V'chein l'tfilah Rashi says on the third wide line, in mahalei chol haderech, the guy's going on the road. Uvo eis lo l'nispala. Rashi learns that he's going on the road. It's now time for him to rest. It's the end of the day. He has to rest, but he also has to daven. But the way I'm picturing this in my mind is my roof. Im yesh beis haknesses lefonov berochok arba milin hoylech mespal shom belon shom. Zok Rashi, I'm finished. I'm tired. I want to stop right here. This is the hotel. No. You have to daven my roof. Go another 4 million and stay there. That's how Rashi learns.
Sleep over there.
Now there's the Shiloh. What if there's no place to sleep over there? So do I count how much it would take me to get back to the hotel? That's also a Shiloh. But let's just learn Pasha that the case is there is a place to sleep over there. You're not done.
Go
72 minutes. Walk noch 72 minutes. That's a hard job.
If there's no place there, 2 miles and you have to go. And then it's 4 total.
Right, that's a Shiloh. So the Pasha case would be a case where the shul is 4 miles away and there's a hotel over there. So stay over there. Yeah. But it's like a, that's like a big jam. 72 minutes. Go walk. I'm tired. No, not 72 minutes. I have to see. Rashi only says le'espalel be'beis hakneses. Rashi in Poshup Shat means just to daven in a shul. They shouldn't daven in the hotel. Just to daven in a shul.
Now you're talking about minyan.
Yeah. L'chayro, Rashi somewhere else is mashma minyan. Rashi somewhere else is mashma minyan. Minyan b'tzibur. That was spalel be'beis hakneses because of the tzibur there. You know, I was thinking, practically speaking, in today's age, first of all, the minutes is anyways different. The tircha, right? You know, the tircha is a little different because we drive. So, right? So it's a little bit easier, so to speak. Maybe time-wise, it takes long.
Now you're questioning whether we're looking at time or miles?
So the chayra, I think the pashup shad is that in today's day and age, it's not that we say, right, it's the matter of the same distance. It's the same 4 mil, the chayra. Some will learn that it means the time, 72 minutes.
The pashup is the distance.
The chayra, I mean, maybe I said it's pashup. It's not so pashup. Takamacholik is about this, whether it means the distance or the time. It's not so pashup. But I was thinking practically, you know, you go to a city, you know, okay, you know, I think many people are Mako, you know, I'm on the road, I don't have to dive on the minion. But, you know, not so posh. Here we're talking about just diving in a shul, this posh of Shadrashi.
Why should you assume it's distance?
Because the reason why we got cars is because everything is a tier for us.
No.
They used to walk 72 minutes, no problem. Now,
I don't know.
That's the only reason why we invented cars.
I don't know. So it's not so posh. It's not so posh. It's again more halachas than this. We're going to see. With the Rishonim, we'll see that the Rishonim bring in other halachas that are Negeah, and you'll see it's not so pashut. Okay. The Chayin in the Tzidayim Rashi says, La'achilo. We're talking about eating. You want to eat? You want to eat bread? Im os limtzei mayim lefano bedalan milin. If I'm going to find water within 4 milin, hoylech l'sham benoitos yodo. You're hungry? You want to go eat?
This man's knife never ends.
Huh? He's got a lot more to him.
In the shul, there's also a sink.
Hopefully. So, you know, we're almost spoiled. We have indoor plumbing, we have shuls all over the place. We have cars, we have everything. So, it's easier to be a yid now, huh? So that's where he has to go to wash his hands. There's a ritva over here that discusses whether or not a person who's mamas b'shas atchak, whether or not he could have in mind in the morning when he washes negavaser, he could have in mind, I'm going to be careful with my hands, even though we know Yodai Maskani is saying, he's going to be careful with his hands that he'll be able to eat later without washing. That's a chiddush in the ritva. But Tosfos over here says something else. Tosfos says, like this. Tosfos says, first, we'll skip the first Tosfos, I want to bring that in later. Tosfos says in the second Tosfos, Ulu Tfilo, Nira Kepir Shakuntris, Tosfos says, I like Rashi's pshat, that Tfilo means to go to a Beis HaKnesses. Because the Aruch has a different shot, he doesn't like the Aruch shot. The Loika Aruch, the Pirish Litzvila, Hainu Lircha is Yodov Liespalil. Nocha Alocha. Nishtam to daven in a basic nesis. But there's Alocha that you have to wash your hands in order to daven, you have to get yourself ready. But with the Aruch shot, I don't understand Zoktoisis, Fektoisis. Deichidomi, how is it shy? Ibe Idna the Slusa, if you're telling me that now time to daven, let's say this man is passing, or there's a tzibur there, right? And you're not going to get the tzibur later. So then, Po'aminim Baruchas, Laita Man Mahadar Mayo, Be Idna the Slusa. A person goes to go wash his hands for davening when he's going to miss Zman Tvila is better. Or maybe even Tvila Betzibur is better than washing his hands. So they curse the man who went and is looking around. He's going to miss the most important things. So it can't be, like that side, it can't be that he's going to miss Zman Tvila for washing his hands. And what are you going to tell me, right? The Chsiv Erechatz B'Nikoyin Kapai. Because, you know, we say you have to wash your hands. Erechatz B'Nikoyin Kapai, my hands will be clean for Tvila. If you'll tell me that it's not a Zman Tvilo, so then my Iri Yodal Milin, I'll feel it to Vanami. Avada, a person has to go more than 4 Milin to go wash his hands. For Tvilo. Because it is Pasuk. Erechaz ben Nikoyin Kapai. So Zot Tetz is Memonavshach. Memonavshach, like the Aruch Pshat. That it's for washing your hands for Tvilo, it doesn't make sense. If he has to daven now, he has to daven now without washing his hands. And if it's not his mantvilo, no, catch his mantvilo later, so then he has to walk more than 4 minutes. What's a chat? That's a fractasis.
So he doesn't subscribe to the Dalad Milan measure for washing?
Zoktasis for washing for tefillah, at least he's saying for tefillah.
Shalev is man tefillah.
If you're going to catch davening, you have to go more. What's the question?
I'm saying for tefillah, I had a 4 mil measure. That was, but not for washing.
Who said? Who said you have four mil?
The Gemara.
No, the Gemara just said tefilo. Yeah. There were two separate things. Tefilo and Tehillah Daim. The way Rashi understood it, tefilo was to daven in a shul,
right.
And Tehillah Daim was for eating.
Okay.
Tosfos is saying that the Oruch brings that tefilo really is Tehillah Daim for tefilo. And Fred Tosfos on that shot in the Oruch that tefilo in our Gemara means the Tehillah Daim for tefilo. How could it be? He says, if I have to daven right now, then I have to daven without washing my hands. And if I don't have to daven right now, then l'chayra I should have to go more than 4 million. Yeah. Zizak Tosfos. In the Pshat and Oruch. The Rabbeinu David learns a whole different Pshat and Tefillah over here. The Rabbeinu David learns over here that we're talking about having to go to the bathroom. And you have to daven.
Kasha on the Oruch b'chal, how you read it more?
That what? It's Tefillah and Tehillah Daim.
No,
the Tehillah Daim could be...
It's saying the Tehillah Daim shall Tefillah.
No, the Tehillah Daim, I think you could... I think the way you learn the Oruch is the Tefillah is one thing, is Tefillah Daim in Tefillah, and Tefillah Daim, maybe you can learn like Rashi. That Rashi is talking about washing your hands for eating. It's a two separate halachas. Not that it's together.
They should say Tefillah Daim first.
They should say... No, he says Tefillah. Tefillah halacha of that Tefillah Daim. Maybe he had a different gear set, I don't know. But I was just saying the portion, tefillah means one thing, and a tiyas yadayim that the Gemara mentions is a tiyas yadayim like Rashi, maybe. You're gonna tell me that, but the tiyas yadayim, if you go like Rashi said you only have to go 4 million for eating, why should you have to go more for davening? I don't know. Maybe that's halacha. Maybe for davening you have to take a little more. I don't know. I have to go look back in Irvin, when Shlomo HaMelech was in the Sakin, tiyas yadayim, you know, in what context? I'm not sure. Remember, in the beginning of Erev, the Rabbeinu Dovah wants to learn a different shot here. Rabbeinu Dovah wants to learn that we're talking about having to go to the bathroom. You have the feelings to go to the bathroom right now, and it's man tefillah. So he learns that it's 4 million. If you could tell Mishayer about yourself that you'd be able to hold it in for 72 minutes, then you could daven. And if not, that's what means tefillah in our Gemara. If not, then you have to go to the bathroom. You can't daven like that. Yeah, you have to daven after. Okay, right. Zokter Nachbar Yitzchok, Marv Nachbar Yitzchok, Evoy Omro. Really, it's not Rebbe Vo. The name is really Evoy. Different Amur. He said this over in the name of Rebbe Shimon Lakish, and he didn't say three things, Varbo, Marbo. He said four things, four halachas, Vachadaminayu, or Ibud. The four thing, we mentioned three already, right? What were the three that we mentioned? We mentioned our halacha of, I'm sorry, the gabel, tefillah, and the tizadayim, and he added the halacha about ibud, which we'll see in a minute what that means. This nan, there's a mishnah in chulin, in perak ha'or v'aroite, v'chulon she'ibdu o shehilich bohen kedei avoido tehoirin. We're going to talk about, the mishnah over there lists, it talks about soft skins of animals. And it says over there that those soft skins of animals, the chayro, they have a shem oichel. They're so soft, they're so tender that it's like buster. So therefore they get tumah like an oichel. However, if you process them and you turn them into leather through the tanning process, so then they're an andersh. I was learning, I didn't see the Rishonim say this, but I was learning that like the aloha of panim chadashos bo'lekan. We say about a keli that breaks. And even if you fix later on, but now it's a different keli. So that's why I was understanding this mission over there in Chulin, that the case is that you had basar, which is a shame oichel, but as soon as you process, now it has a different, it's a shame kli, and now, so even if it was mekabel tumah before, by processing it, you take off that shame tumah, and the Mishnah says, tehoirin. Chut, the Mishnah says, meoira odom. Except for oira odom, I think the Iri says over there, oira odom, even if you process it, we don't want people to go through that process of processing human skin, so therefore we say the oira odom remains tomei forever. I think that's what the Iri says. The kama kadei avoido. Now what is nageos? Or the four million. The kama kadei avoido, how much of avoido? We said one of the ways of processing it is that they kidei shehilich b'hen. Rashi will explain to us that they would put out the skin on the ground and people would drisas regel, they would walk over it. How much walking has to be done on it? I'm sorry, they changed on the side to Omarab Avoy, the same Amuro. Omarab Yana, he says the name of Yana, kidei hiluch arbo milin. You know how much processing has to be done? The amount of time that it takes to walk 4 million. Zok Rashi. Rabbeivoy Omra, Lahom Milsum Ishmed Reish Lakish. He's the one who said in the name of Reish Lakish, Beloy Rabbevo Omra, not Rabbevo. Barbo Mili Omarbo, and four things, not Milin. Four things, Mili, he said in it, Lashir Arba Milin, about the Shir of Arba Milin, about 4 million. Hanit Lost, the first three we mentioned, with Adam Moisev, another one that he adds. Umayhi, what's that fourth one? Ibud. Shir Ibud shel oirach. Hametamik ibosor. It's the shir of this processing of the tanning of skin that was soft, that's metame, like basar, like these that are listed over there in the Mishnah of Ohr Vareitiv, in the Perek Ohr Vareitiv, these four million who levatle miteras basar machmas ibudoi, is to be mevatlet from the shame that it has now, teras basar, that's tome, machmas ibudoi, through the processing of it, it now becomes something else, and it's now tor. Kul on the Mishnah says, Kol elu sheminu chachamim, shemonu chachamim, all these that the chacham listed, v'erva reitiv, in that perek, sorisein mitam kibsoron. Their hairs, right? There was this soft skin, the soft part of the skin of their basar, mitam kibsoron. It was mitam other things like basar, like oichel, neshurach, bedarkli ochel, since it was so tender, and it was normal to eat it. So how do you do it? You processed it, leather. Shehilich bahen, derech oireis lesoitchon lefredris esorgle adam. The tanners, they would lay it out where people would walk. This is the beginning process of their ibudon. And how much do you have to have? We said 4 million. The amount of time that takes 4 million, that's how much it is to get off the shein tumo to now make it tov. Zokti mar weiter. Omar Rav Yoisi, Omar Rav Yoisi b'Reb Chanino. Let's go back to our Mishnah. We said, actually, really, let's go back to what we said in the Gemara. We said about 4 million. Loishanu elulafano. This din is only nageya when you're on your way and you're walking. You want to know how much more you have to walk in order to do certain things, certain halachas. You see, the Rishonim argue about which halachas we're talking about, but we mentioned three halachas, right? So we're saying lechol aprochis is lefonov only when you're on your way and it's in front of you. But in back of you, the Yisrael B'chanin is telling you that you wouldn't have to go back 4 million. You wouldn't even have to go back a meal. So right away, Omar Ravacho comments on what Rabbi Yisrael B'chanin says, Umino. And from it we can learn, Umilhu de'in chazer. You don't have to go back into the distance backwards as a meal. Go out of your way, you don't have to go back a meal. But we could say, L'chol ha'pochis, if it's less than a meal, you do have to go out of the way. You have to go in back of you to do these certain halachas, to be mekayim these certain mitzvahs. Zok to Rashi, Elo lefonov, anatilas yidayim batvilo. So actually, we're only going on two halachas. Which halachas? Natilas yidayim and tvilo. Not legabel. Rashi wants to learn that. Let's see. The mahalach baderchoi. In those cases, Rashi learned them to be that the person's on his way. The legabel, yelich al dal mil, the mayesh lehafsif. If the gabel's in his house, the meter is in his house, so why would halacha be that he has to go, if he's going backwards, he's in his house. So he has to go 4 million in any direction. That's how much the Chacham said he has to matriarch himself. Not backwards, forwards, anywhere. He's in a home. He's stationary. So that's how Rashi wants to learn.
What would be the other possible way to learn it?
Oh, Zotresis on the top. The Gabel Pirsh Baruch. The Ba'adam Amalek Baderech Mayri. We're talking about why should you make a different case over here? Zotresis is the same way we learned to other cases. To me, the Tfilo. Just like we said by the person in Tfilo. Have the piece in Tisadayim. He's on his way and he said four million in front of him. So he says that the gabel is the same thing. He's on his way, he explains. If he wants to know, how far do I have to go to be megabel this, to find the Torah place to do this, to make sure that the Issa doesn't come to me. How much do I have to be choshesh? Let's say I guess the case is, the guy wants to be makbid. How much does he have to be makbid? He has to be makbid up to four, to go find a gabel that it will be tohor up to 4 million. More than that, he wouldn't have to go crazy to find himself a gabel that will do it b'tahira.
The person also learns that he's hiring somebody.
But he wants to. He knows, or this guy over here in the area, the local guy is coming.
Maybe he brought along his own ingredients and he's baking on.
That's how Rashi learned that the bowl belongs to the clay balabatim. I think the Tosfos is learning the miyesh gabel oisei sasa b'tahira. You know this guy's makbid. The guy who, this guy's frumer, he's more makbid, but he's farther away. How much do you have to be choshesh to go to that guy, not to go to the local guy who's less? Zok Tosfos, up until four million. Ashta osi shapir, Zok Tosfos, this makes more sense in the Gemara. Deloy shonu elulafonov koi achulu. Because now you could say that the Gemara that we just learned, loishonu lefonov, right? That's only when you're on your way. That's ongoing on all the halachas that we mentioned, all three halachas that were mentioned earlier.
There's no exception
mentioned. Right. Rashi has to go, and much as to learn it, that it's only going on those two and not going on the case of Gabel, because he learned the Gabel was stationary. Weiter Rashi, umino, last Rashi before the Mishnah, mihoda Rabbeis Bechanino, this we can learn from Rabbeis Bechanino, to Oran Behedya, that he learned Behedya Beferush. Afilu Mila in Echoizer, he said very clearly his words. He wasn't exaggerating. You don't have to go back a meal, even a meal. Davka Mil Koomar. What is Mil Choizer? We can learn from that, make a deal, and less than a meal, he would have to go back. He has to go out of his way a meal in order to become these halachas. Let's just learn this Mishnah. We'll stop after this Mishnah. It's very quick. This is an interesting Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to take us through a big sugya. The shayla is like this. Hafroshas chala, right? So, hafroshas chala, we know that's the only way to eat the dough. We're talking about now it's on Pesach, Yom Tov, on Pesach. So, even matzah has to be taken, hafroshas chala from matzah, right? So, no different than chala, the halacha, right, than our breads.
On Yom Tov?
So now, it's Yom Tov time.
No, and you could do the hafroshas.
Why not? Why not?
Rabbi said that he thought that it was, you couldn't give matzah on Yom Tov. Maybe challah wasn't rolled into that same category.
So l'chayra challah, at least I could separate it to be able to eat my challah, my matzah.
Without giving it.
The problem that we have over here is that it's tomei. Let's see Rashi. Rashi explains to us what the problem is. Rashi says, "Ketzam afishin challah b'tumah." She nitmei so isu. The dough became tomei. V'shuv ein challah. And he tells him, "Man, ruyu lachilas koyim." Now look, if the dough is tomei, the koyim cannot benefit from that piece that you're going to give him. I say benefit, I mean he cannot eat from it. He does have a heter, no. He could use it for fire. Right? So now, ketzam afrishon esov yom tov shel pesach. Hari ein yochel afoiso, you can't go and bake it. Ma'achash ein ruyu la'achilo. Because what are you baking? You're baking challah that the etzem is not ruyu la'achilo. If it's not ruyu la'achilo, it's not part of my oichel nefesh. In the pasuk of oichel nefesh, the heter of baking on Yom Tov for cooking is oichel nefesh only. This is not oichel nefesh because that piece of challah cannot be eaten at all. So what am I going to do? I'm going to leave it alone. We'll serve for the erev, and I'll wait till after Yom Tov is over, and then I'll burn it because I'll burn it. Actually, you can't do that either. Shalei tachmitz, because by leaving it on Yom Tov, it's going to become chometz. By leaving it not in the oven, baking it stops the process. Right? But if I can't bake it because I can't burn the fire for that purpose, so then I'm only left with leaving it and burning it after Yom Tov. But I can't do that because then it's going to come. So what's my last piece that I could do? Maybe I could burn it right now. I'll burn it. I won't burn, right? Well, the surfa ilachilo l'klovim, to get rid of the tamei chalo, burn it, or to give it to klovim, e'efshar she'ein surfing kodshim b'Yom Tov. I'm not allowed to burn, and it also means I'm not allowed to destroy by giving it to a caliph. I'm not allowed to destroy kodshim and yom tov, special halacha. I'm not allowed to destroy kodshim and yom tov. So, any which way I go, all three are problematic. All three possibilities of what to do with this challah is problematic. So now we have three tanoim which tell us what to do, and we'll go into more Metzach Hashem tomorrow. Zok the tanoim. The first time is Rabbi Lezer. Remember, your eitz is loy tikra lo shem ad shatiyofen. Don't call it challah until after you've baked it. This is a very interesting pshat. Zok Rashi. Rabbi Lezer, remember loy tikra lo shem challah ad shatiyofen tchila. First bake it. Why are you allowed to bake it? Right? The mafresh mikol chala porto. The maisa, what am I baking? I'm baking the heter dika chala, what I want to eat. The heter dika matzah. I'm baking my matzah. There's a piece of it that's going to belong to the kohen that I'm not allowed to bake. That's just, it's connected. So it's not such a bad thing. I'm not just baking chala like I had in the first case where I was mafresh first. Now I'm being mafresh afterwards, so it's fine. Right, I'm going to take off a piece from each challah, each matzah, each piece of dough, and I'll give that. And I'll put that together and give it to the kohen.
But he knows as he goes to put it in the oven, he doesn't really have that option because he didn't call challah yet.
Right, I'm just baking my matzah, and after I finish baking, then I'll take the challah. So I'm baking heter dika matzah. The dough is good right now. I could eat it, Batame. Just the kohen can't.
No, you can't eat because you do ruin mafresh challah.
Oh, so I'll be mafresh challah later. I'll be mafresh challah after I bake it. I'm baking something
time,
I could
at
eat.
At the time that you go to bake it.
I could eat it. Not right now. I have to do challah first, but I could eat it on Yom Tov. It's part of Eichel Nefesh.
I don't understand. You put it in the oven. You take it out.
Now I have a mitzvah to be mafresh challah. But when I put it in the oven, I'm baking oichal nefesh. I'm baking food that I could eat on Yom Tov.
Could you eat what you just took out of the?
Oh, so Dr. Rashi explains. Well, achar afio. That's exactly what Rashi's performing right now. Imrotz yafrish chalos shlema al kulon. Dr. Rashi, an interesting chiddush. The maiso, like you're saying, is a problem. When I put the challahs in, and I put them in separate loaves, matzahs, right? They're going to be matzah. So Rashi just said that I'm going to take from each one a purta. Okay, so now when I take it out, so what do I do? So if I mafrish each one a piece, so what's the problem? What's the problem if I mafrish right now each one a piece? I don't know if that's a problem. But Rashi says I may not do that. Rashi says what I might do, I'm allowed to do, is I'm allowed to leave them all whole and take the equivalent amount of what I would have taken from each dough, a piece of each dough, and just take one loaf as challah. That's what Rashi says. Imratzi yafrish challah shleima kulon, because it's Tanakh Gemara, like we're going to see later on. The Kosava Rabbi Eliezer, asal shuroi de menatan l'seichoi mitzair for the challah.
Why are we talking about the taking a little, designating a whole? What is it all about, Hamasa?
Because I didn't see this Gemara Chlor yet. Hasal shuroi de menatanor. What happens is when you take it off out of the tanner. So if I would take it into separate things, so how am I allowed to take challah? If I take them separately and put them in separate baskets, what's making this loaf that I'm taking shaykh to those doughs that I bake? It's over already. They're separate. So I'm only going to be mafresh challah. The chiddush of being mafresh challah is I'm mafresh challah on a certain amount of dough that I bake. So Zok Rashi, if I put them all into one basket and I take one loaf out, that's enough for our first challah. The basket is mitzaref them together to make that this one loaf that I'm taking is challah.
And if I didn't do that, then what would I have?
If I made them separate?
What would I have? Then?
So then the chayr would have to take from each piece.
Okay.
So either way we're going to have a problem. We have to explain the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain this point, that how am I allowed to bake the challah that's osir, that's tomei, osir del kain, together with...
He just gave an eitzah. I don't understand the eitzah.
What's wrong with the eitzah?
Because the problem was baking a challah that you cannot eat.
Right. Okay.
It's still there.
So Rashi's giving you an eitzah. The Gemara is going to really discuss this. The eitzah is that I could be mafresh challah and still eat that matzah on Yom Tov, right? I can eat the rest of the matzah on Yom Tov.
You can't be mafresh challah that you just bake because it can't be eaten by the kohen.
Fine, but I could take away the kohen's piece after I bake it. Take away the kohen's piece, put it on the side. It's not going to become chometz. I the kohen can't eat from it. Who says the kohen has to eat from it? Yes, they have an os. I'll put it on the side for the kohen.
I could be mafresh a challah that I know to be
tomei. Yeah,
not really usable.
Massive.
Why?
No, it's going to kechala.
No, he could use it for firewood.
The value is now down.
It's less. Okay, but what am I supposed to do? I have to take challah on this Issa Tomei.
You don't have to give a certain dollar amount.
I have to, one way or another, if I want to eat this challah, I have to throw it out. Because game Tomei, no, that's not that lawful.
Be happy I picked you as a kohen.
Yeah, I give you something. More than that guy. You got more than that guy. Don't be upset. So that's Rashi's dealing really with what the Gemara is going to handle. I want to get into it later. But that's a shiloh about how you do that afresh later on. Whether you're allowed to do it one loaf for everything, or you have to take a piece from each thing. And then it's going to be an ageya, the halacha that we're saying, does it really work with Rabbi Lez's eitzah, does it really work? Okay, let's get into it later. The Mesero Omer, Tito Betzinen. He's the easiest one, Tati Betzinen, the easiest way to understand. He says, just put the dough in cold water, it won't become chametz, because we said, Maim Shalonu, was hot, that the whole problem was hot. But if it's in Tzinen, it's not become chametz.
Why doesn't Rabbi Lez say this?
I don't know. I guess he's saying because you want to eat it on. What's he saying? He's saying Tati Batsayin the whole dough, right?
Yeah.
Let's say I want to eat on Yom Tov.
Alright,
Rabbi Yeshua. By the way, they used to bake their matzahs on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
They used to do that. We're removed from that. Rabbi Yeshua. I think there are some chassidim that are makpid to bake only Erev Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, I never heard. Erev Yom Tov, yeah. Erev Yom Tov, the chassidim that are makpid. On Yom Tov, I don't know.
No, we had the Gemara that they were baking on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Visited each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Om Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the last time. He says, Lo yizeh hu chomet shemuz horen lo bebayro bayimotzei. This is not a problem of bayro bayimotzei. This matzah, this challah. Very interesting chat. Elo mafishoso. Do the afrosha first. Umanichto ad orev. You're not allowed to bake it. Don't bake it. You're not allowed to bake challah that belongs to the kohen. Challah that's tummy for the kohen. That you can't eat. But manita d'orev, what are you worried about? What Rabbi Lezer was worried about? That v'mechmitza, echmitza. Who cares? Why? Why am I not going to be over by your matzah? Zatrashi. Lo yizeu shumuz horin alav k'nefarish gemoro. The lav di dehu. The Gemara is going to explain. This doesn't belong to him. The chal that he was mafrish, right? The chal that he was mafrish, that's tummy, that's going to become chametz, that he won't be able to bake. He's going to bake the rest of the chal and make it the matzah for the rest of the dough and make it the matzah for himself. The piece that he separated for the kohen, that's going to become chametz. What do I care? He says it's not his. After he calls it chalo, v'kro kosev shelcho yataroye. Right? Lo yimotzei, lo yireh lecho. It's not yours. Now, what are you going to say? We said very good. We said only if it belongs to Kohen, only if it belongs to Hegdish or Goyim. We said if it belongs to Yen and Yid, it's not good. Remember? We said Shelcha doesn't mean that you could have Yenim's Yid's chomets in your house. That's not allowed. Goyish chomets and, right, Goyish chomets and Hegdish. This doesn't fit either. So what is it? Zokter. From the Gemara, that because it didn't yet belong to a Kohen, so it's mamash. The way I understand this, Rashi, it's mamash in Neverland. It's not yours because it's mamash not yours. You were mamash already. You have a shem chal on it, but it's not the Kohen's because you never gave it to a Kohen. So it's mamash Neverland. So therefore, you're not over by Rabbi Motzi for this piece in your house that became chametz.
Gemara is going to deal with why Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold like this.
I think so. I didn't see the whole Gemara, but I think so.